Welcome to the Skin Club podcast.
We are your hosts. I'm Rachel, a licensed esthetician and certified laser technician.
And I'm Alita, a licensed esthetician and integrative health practitioner.
Welcome to the club.
We should post this one to YouTube.
Should we? Okay.
With your face. Oh my gosh.
Hello guys, welcome back to the Skin Club podcast. Happy spooky season. We are talking about the scariest things or skincare trends that you've seen anyone put on their face. I've read through some of them and they are very shocking, but I'm going to leave the rest of it to true reaction here on the podcast. Lita, how's California?
Oh my gosh. Oh, it was so good. We got 8 long days in California and I genuinely think I need to be there. I posted this on my story. Once every 6 months for my mental health. I am a better person when I am in California. I am happier. Like, responsibility leaves my body and my brain is just a happy camper when I'm there.
I'm glad you could turn off the work brain and like, yes. That's hard to do.
Like, to an extent, it's more so just being in my house, being in Arizona. Like, this is another reason why I'm so excited to move next year sometime, is because I have associated so much of my, like, my bedroom, for example, with working. And I'm excited to just like have a new bedroom, have an office, and like not mix and mingle, because I do work from home so much that like when I'm home, I feel like I should be working. And it's been really hard for me to like untie that from like just even like in Gilbert or wherever I am, I just feel like I should be working all the time. But California was so good. I loved it. It's just sitting on the beach, rotting away for days on end. Can't be beat. And it was a little cold. Like, the weather wasn't perfect. It was a little chilly and like a little cloudy some of the days, but nothing's better than eating ramen on the beach. You can either get a bonsai bowl when the sun is out, or you can get a ramen bowl. Like, and you, it's a win-win.
The cloudy, best.
Sunny. It's all amazing. So yeah, it was so good. It was nice to like recover somewhere else outside of my bed, you know? So yeah, but a little update with the girlies. I know some people have been wondering about the boobs. I don't know how much I talked about it last week. Did I talk very much about it last week?
No, I don't think you talked much about it.
Okay. So I had my surgery 2 weeks ago. It'll be like 2.5 weeks, probably like around tomorrow. And so far so good. I had like my 2 week, no wait. Yeah. 2.5 week. I had my 2 week post-op telehealth call with my doctor, and I was able to like take off my little bandages underneath my boobs from my incisions. And I've been cleared to like work out again. I've been cleared to really do anything except for like pull-ups, like things that would pull at my incision site. That's like the only thing that's kind of off limits for me to do. But other than that, I'm like so happy with them. I said after like a week that I feel like the size, I could have gone a little bit smaller, but now that they're not as swollen, I just showed Rachel. I feel like they're settling a little.
Little sneak peek.
And I feel like they fit me proportionately really well, and like so far I have loved them like so much. Just even any of my swimsuits that I wore, which is I feel like when I was almost the most self-conscious of them, especially because I do post myself cold plunging so often. I'm like, I literally look like a board with a sternum. Like, that's so it's been really nice because I feel like it's given me some shape. And even whilst being very bloated, I feel like I still look like okay, normal, rather than just like insanely bloated, you know? It gives me a little more curve.
The
So.
girls look so good. I think the size you went with looks so good on your body.
Thank you. It's been very fun to just like have something there again. So, they don't hurt as much. I'm for some reason and just still really bruised. I think it's probably because I take a lot of like supplements that have herbs in them that probably are in some way, shape, or form blood thinners to some capacity. And
Yeah.
they're probably just making me more bruised. But overall, it was a really fun week. I think I converted Ryder to being a coffee shop goer. We literally went to a different coffee shop almost every single day. And it was just so fun. My girls love chocolate croissants. And it's so fun. And Ryder and I, we have like a future business endeavor to open up a coffee shop. And yeah, I know we're like so random. We always talk about business things. And then when we have like an obsession with something, we're like, we should open one.
No, I love it. Like my favorite thing is like hearing you guys talk about business. Like when we were flying to Utah and you guys were talking about like different things with Flourish. I'm like, you guys are such a badass couple. Like honestly, like I'm so impressed by you guys. I think it's so cool.
As I was literally just complaining to you about how stressed out I am. Oh, but it's always just fun. Like just to know that I know for a fact that I will not always be a spa owner. Like it's been fun. It's been really fun. I do love aesthetics, but I do see a day in which I don't own a spa anymore. And I just like continue more business ventures, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I just like cannot be tied down.
I love it. You just what's the saying? You fly by the seat of your pants where the wind takes you. I love it.
Yep, I'm just like a fart in the air floating around,
Yes.
wherever I may go, whoever I may see.
Okay, but I have to know what is Ryder's order at the coffee shop? Because he's not a coffee drinker, I thought.
Yeah, he's not. And, He well this morning he got a burrito at the coffee shop we went to, which
A burrito?
yeah, a burrito. Because
What?
okay, so the place that we went to this morning is called Alta in Costa Mesa in California, and I will say I did see Chelsea from what we said there, and I did talk to her, so thank you very much. I am now famous as well.
You are.
You know what? I was thinking, I was like, I feel like I just like need to tell her my kids' names because I feel weird knowing her kids' names and her not knowing my kids' names. I didn't tell her them, but it just feels like it feels uncomfortable to me, like knowing so much about some people's personal lives and them knowing like not a darn thing, you know? Anyways,
Yeah.
I know for a fact she probably doesn't care, but it's fine. So when Ryder goes to a coffee shop, sometimes he'll get a lemonade. Because most coffee shops have like a lemonade option, or he just doesn't get anything and he lets me get whatever I want.
There for the vibes.
Yeah, like we went to let me just tell you a couple. We went to Milligram, or I went to Milligram. It was good. I think that the cups are too small. This is all like if you're in Newport, Costa Mesa area, here's some recommendations. So Milligram, what the cups are very small and they don't sweeten their drinks very much. So I would give it a 5 or 6 out of 10. I did get like a pumpkin spice latte and there was not much of any flavor in it. And then I did go to Vacancy Coffee. Loved the vibes, immaculate, so cute. I was obsessed. That one I would give a 9 out of 10. I went to Microdose, which I think is Coffee Dose, where what we said had their collaboration
Yes.
when they talked about that. So
Yeah.
Microdose, I believe, is if and the Cali girls can slap me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's like a mini version of Coffee Dose. It's called Microdose because it looks to be, it happens to have the same menu in
Oh,
my app.
cute.
But drinks, terribly sugary. Taste wise, good. I would give it like an 8 out of 10 for taste. It was extremely busy, and but I did like that they had a drive-through. It's very like much Dutch vibes, like very cash.
Okay.
It's like all of the drinks are named after like meds. Like it's like dose.
Oh,
One of
okay.
them is named like fentanyl or something. So, but I love it because they have like an anti-witch serum, which is like their coffee. Like, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Really cute branding, but it's like so millennial girl coded. So I loved it for that reason. It's like a pink brick building that's maybe the size of my bedroom. So
Love.
it's cute though. And then Alta, I did go there twice, and that one, immaculate. The taste of the coffee and their drinks and their croissants, everything 10 out of 10. I went back again, obviously. And oh, I went to one other place. What was, oh, it's called WIP, WIP. It's called Work in Progress. That one, very cute. It's like a good working place. I got a matcha there and it was delicious. So those are my recommendations. Those are what I tried. I'm like on a tour of trying coffee shops. So, anyways, I've talked now for like the last 10 minutes. So I will now turn the floor over to you to give me an update on your week.
No, I'm grateful. I'm very grateful for the
Yes. Well, thank you. Update me. What's going on with you? What's new in your life?
updates. Oh gosh. So I have been whipping out cool peels like crazy lately. I have had so many laser treatments this week, and I'm really excited that so many people are taking advantage of the season now that, I mean, it's still hot in Arizona, but like we're slowly getting there. And so just doing more of these deeper treatments, they're so much fun. I love lasering. So been doing a lot of those, just been busy with work. But I also hosted a little girls' night, spooky vibes, because we all know Halloween is my favorite time of year. I am a slut for all things pumpkin spice and scary. So I had a cute little girls' night. It was super chill vibes. We painted pumpkins, had snacks, hung out, and it was just a lot of fun to do that because I feel like I'm a homebody, and it feels good to hang out and socialize more. So that was a good time. We did that, and then oh yeah, last night my husband Jason had his 10-year high school reunion, which is absolutely insane. Like, that's crazy. Like, mine's coming up in what year are we? Oh, I guess I have 3 years, but still, like, it's just crazy how fast time goes by. But it was a lot of fun to go to that and to meet a lot of Jason's friends from high school. And he hates when I like gush about him, but I'm like such a words of affirmation girly. I like can't help it. But I'm like, I feel so lucky because like at the reunion, so many of his friends and like random people came up to me and they're like, you need to know Jason is like the greatest guy. Like he was always so kind to me. And like so many people said that. And I'm like, okay, like
That's
what a
so
stud.
sweet.
Like that's really cool that like so many people told me that. Like he looked out for them and just such a good guy. And so I'm like, oh, he's just the sweetest. And he'd kill me if he knew I was gushing about him on the podcast. But it was just a fun time. Yeah, it's fun. And he's like such a stinker. And like all of his friends are that way too. Like they're all just menace behavior. And so seeing them all interact is just so funny. But yeah. Did that pretty busy social weekend for me, which doesn't happen very often. And then I'm still working on my 31 days of Halloween looks. My face is orange as we're sitting here on Zoom speaking. So I need to finish doing my pumpkin head look. But jeez.
Yeah.
I like was calculating because my surgery is 10 days from today,
Are
9 days
you
when this comes
out?
up. No, I'm just excited.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, me too. It like doesn't feel real yet. I don't think it'll feel real until I get to the surgery center, but because it's so soon, I'm like, I need to get these looks done. So I was like counting how many more I have to get done before I leave on my trip because I leave the end of October and this is just for the month of October. So I am every day I'm not working, I'm spending my whole day doing makeup,
Oh my
crazy stuff. But it's fun. It's fun. I'm almost done. I just have a couple more looks to do. And if anyone has any fun ideas, message me. I just have a couple more looks to do. But yeah, I've just been grinding, doing all things spooky season makeup. And that's my week pretty much.
Holy cow, you've been doing so good. I've loved to watch every single day. I like refresh your feed just waiting for the next one. They're literally
Oh.
the cutest, and I just love them. You are seriously so talented. I just love you.
Thank you. Thank
So much.
you.
No, like you need to go viral, and I'm like waiting for the day that you do.
Yeah, me too. I want money on TikTok.
Don't we all?
Honestly, like, I really have no shame. I'm like, maybe I should have a little shame. Like, it is slightly embarrassing, but I just I'll embarrass myself if it means I could potentially make some good money.
I need some sort of lore of like how, I don't know, like something scandalous to happen in my life where I can, like, you know, like the rug lady.
Yes, and now she's like gotten so big from that.
Literally millions of followers. And I'm just like, something cool it needs to happen in my life that I can publicize on the internet.
Should we like plan like a really crazy friend fight
Yes, we should plant one.
and like make it a whole legal thing, like so it gets
Oh,
big?
wait, that like scares me though.
No, that actually scares me too. But let's make up a floor.
Yeah, no, I'm down. Like, oh, okay, wait, I have some ideas and we can talk about them off air. Just remind me of this topic and I will tell you the one that I have in my brain.
Okay, deal. Deal, deal.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's quickly do our weekly favorites because now we've done our updates. But what's your favorite for this week?
Okay, really quick, my favorite, so it's from the brand NYX, NYX. It's the jumbo white pencil. That has become such a staple. I mean, I guess I've been using it for a while now, but maybe just because I'm doing more creative makeup, it's really helpful to help like line my face when I'm doing drawings on my face. But it's also really nice to have in my kit for my brides. I do this on pretty much every client that sits in my makeup chair. I use the white pencil, I put it in their inner corner, and then smudge it out with a brush, and it creates the perfect brightness in the center of the eye.
Oh.
Because it's a very creamy pencil, it's not like you put it on and it's like gonna be sharp. It blends out really beautifully. So yeah, the NYX jumbo pencil is really great. You can use it in your waterline. If you ever want to make your eyes look bigger, you can use a white or cream liner and put that in your waterline just above your lash line on your bottom eyelid. So not
That's
eyelid. What's this called?
your waterline.
Hi, wish.
Yeah. Hi, Jovi.
Sorry, Jovi just decided to join me.
I love it.
The dark of my room.
Yes, okay. No more.
Okay.
Well, geez, well, that's cool. Love that. I'm gonna have to get one of those jumbo pencils. That's so cool.
That's great. What's yours?
Let's see. Mine is the Divi Hair Serum. Have you heard of that?
No, how do you spell that?
Divi.
Okay.
Well, I saw a lot of like cosmetologists starting to post about it because apparently it helps a lot with hair growth, and everyone knows I'm on my hair growth journey. And so it's been interesting. I've only been using it now for like maybe 3 weeks, but I do feel like, I mean, hopefully it's what's working for my hair, but I'm just excited because I have only seen amazing reviews about it. I have yet to see someone say that it hasn't worked for them. So I am really excited to get the results. You know, I need my luscious locks back because they haven't been around lately. So,
I will say, I do think your hair looks beautiful. Wait, pull it in the front.
oh, it's all like crimpy wavy because I had it in braids at the beach, but
You got some good length.
good length. I'm looking for some fullness.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, just keep losing chunks of hair. So that's my
Oh.
Yeah, ever since I had Tommy, it just like won't stop falling out. Lucky me.
Tommy's taking your hair. Her hair's getting longer and you're losing your hair.
Well, if I could only have Joby's hair, this chick has literally mermaid beach waves. I'm so jealous. But
Jovi's Rapunzel.
literally Rapunzel. Yeah. Well, okay.
She's so
Do you
cute.
have any other updates or things that you want to share?
No, let's go into this spooky episode. I'm ready to be gagged.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, you guys, today's episode, we are talking all about skincare trends that are so scary that you should never do because of how terrible they are. So, let's get started. Okay. Sorry, I'm pulling them up as we speak. Okay. Let's see. So, let's Oh, some of these are repeats, so we'll mention them, but we'll just like continue to graze because a lot of them are just like nasties. So, okay, the first one says an Esty on TikTok said to her client, okay, redo. I can't read. An Esty on TikTok said her client was using Clorox wipes on her face. That is terrible.
Barrier, don't
Gone.
know her. She's gone.
Deceased.
I just wonder, like, because that's gotta like burn.
Absolutely.
I wonder
Yeah.
if it's like something she was doing like every single day, or if it was like, oh, I ran out of makeup wipes, and so I just decided to do this.
I don't know how that would like burn your face off. Like that seems like almost like a chemical peel in my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Ugh.
Ouch.
Crazy.
Okay. Snake venom. Goodbye. Snake venom face wash. Yes, you read that correctly. Okay. How
Where
are we not dying from this?
Yeah, that's I'm just con I'm confused.
Like, where
Who's selling it? Who's making it? Where's the snake? And how are you
and
not done?
I was gonna say, that's also so sad for the snake. As a proud snake owner, like, that's so sad.
Yeah, well, don't you have to like scare it and like make it like quote unquote like bite you in order to get the venom out?
Maybe I actually don't know, 'cause my snake doesn't bite, so I don't know.
Does he have teeth?
Yeah, but they're like if my snake were to bite me, it wouldn't hurt. Like it would feel like Velcro.
Why?
Just the type of snake I have.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Well,
Next one says bird poop facials. Like, really? Who's doing a bird poop facial? And again, where's the bird? How are we getting the bird poop? Is the bird like in your treatment room and you just like squeeze it and make it poop on your client's face? Like, how are we doing? And ew, ew, why would someone do that?
well, yeah, my question is, who's paying to do this?
No one should. If they are, oh, it's so
That's
creepy.
Ew, like, do we just have like a warehouse full of birds that we're torturing the poop out of, or what?
Looks like it.
All I'm seeing so far from these submissions is animal abuse.
Yeah, let someone call. Is it PETA?
Someone called PETA. Okay. Next one, just straight rubber alcohol on the skin for all concerns.
Okay.
Now, I will say alcohol can be used to prep the skin before certain treatments like lasers, and peels, but if you're using that at home as like a toner, again, barrier gone.
Yeah. I will say I used to use this on my face when I lived in a third world country because I had terrible breakouts and I thought that it like zapped it right up and all it did was damage my barrier. So can't say it worked. Ugh. Okay, next one says poop masks. And that's the first of the fecal matter submissions that we've gotten of me. Like, are they pooping directly into their hand and slapping on their face? Are they collecting in a cup? Is it their poop? Whose is it?
Can you imagine like telling your significant other, like, hey, don't flush your poop down the toilet. I need to use it.
And they're like, what are you doing with it? And you're like, oh, I'm just gonna like put it on my face for a second. Like parasites, bacteria. Like your poop is all the toxins that your body is expelling from your body because it sucked up all the nutrients. There is nothing nutritious in your poop for your skin.
Like things like this, it just makes me wonder, like, why did this go viral? Whoever made this go viral, what are they claiming it does? Because there really is no nutritious value to what your body is expelling.
Unless if it's like some cultural thing that I don't know about, I'm sorry if I'm offending anyone, but
No,
that
it's gross.
does not seem wise.
Well, I don't know how anyone would do that and not throw up. Like, I think even like my own poop, like on my face, smelling it, like I would be gagging.
Ugh, even the thought of it is like making me not okay.
No, that's like gross. That's really gross and like unsanitary. Like you're gonna get pink eye.
You're gonna get pink eye.
Like
Period.
straight up, you will get pink eye.
Like, let's see. There was one, two, three, four just on this screenshot from this page of our submissions that talk about putting poop on your face. So, this is the one and only time that we'll be talking about putting poop on your face because it really is starting to trigger something in my body that if anyone has, is it emetophobia? Like, you're gonna be triggered if you start hearing me talk more about this. So, okay, next one.
I've also seen a lot of people using diaper rash cream recently.
I have seen this as well.
That doesn't seem like the worst thing to me.
I would agree. Like, I think it depends on what the diaper rash cream is. But a lot of them are just like occlusives. Like I use self-protection balm on my kids' bums when they have diaper rash.
I use nipple cream on my lips. I know that's different, but I feel like it's a similar family. Like,
Yes.
my friend Bryn posted about it, and we all know I'm a chronic lip picker, and I love it. I use nipple cream on my lips, and it helps heal them.
That's what I did. When I was breastfeeding, I'd put that on my nips and then on my lips, and we're all
Nips
moist.
in the lips. Oh, wait, we should make one and say and like market it for the nips in the lips.
From the nips to the lips. Love
Yes.
or lips to the nips. I think that that's a better flow.
Okay, nobody steal this idea because this is ours.
Oh, love it. Okay, next one says the beef tallow thing just grosses me out. Okay, I will say I have participated in this trend. I don't think it's the craziest thing for those who don't have skin concerns. I will say that. I don't know, guys. Like, I'm not against it. I don't think it's for everyone. Like, I have several clients who are like, hey, like, what do you think of this? So, I don't recommend it for people with skin concerns, but I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. Sorry, sue me. Like, I think on my body, like, I love it on my body. Is that weird? But it mine is like the one that has good smells in it. It's not like the straight up out of the jar, so it doesn't smell like it.
Okay.
Judge me all you want. I'm weird.
Nah, not my style.
It's the crunchy girl in me.
Did you get my TikTok reference?
Yes, I did.
Don't you want to judge me just a little
In the club, we all fam.
We all fam. The way I could quote TikToks all the time and people look at me and they're like, huh? What?
Yeah, I feel like I speak brain rot.
Yeah, no, exactly.
So funny.
Okay, slay. Next. I'm on the wrong page. Toothpaste on the face. Okay, I
If you
think.
haven't done it, you're lying.
Yeah, no, that's definitely something a lot of people have done. And with the help of social media, see, there's good things and bad things about social media. Bad things is we have people putting fecal on their face. But the good thing is a lot of estheticians are educating, like, oh, be careful of your toothpaste because it can sometimes trigger perioral dermatitis or acne and something to be aware of. And so, yeah, don't put toothpaste on your face.
I would agree. Okay, next one says human placenta directly on face, but I'm also intrigued. She's not mad about it. No, I would agree. Like, did I highly consider eating my placenta? 100%. Why not? My body literally makes an organ. Like,
Well,
how cool.
that comparing to the fecal, that is nutritious.
Absolutely. No, I there are actually a lot of studies that show the benefits of placenta. I don't know benefits of putting on your face, but you guys, mark my words, putting progesterone on your face is going to be the new thing. Progesterone creams. Watch. Wait. Watch it.
Whoa. Okay.
Next year, mark my words. Progesterone or like hormone replacement therapy creams on your face, or I guess formulated to be safe for your face, is next. Mark my words.
Honestly, I would not be surprised either, just because like the skincare industry is booming and everyone's creative, clearly. Okay. Next one. A Sephora worker told me she used bacon grease on her face and then slept with duct tape as a pore strip. So scary, LOL.
Let's not and say we didn't. There are some things better left unsaid.
Agreed. I have no words.
Like bacon grease.
That's like counteracting what she's doing. She's putting bacon grease clogging her pores, but then she's using duct tape to try to clear her pores. Like that just seems counterproductive.
My question is, how was her skin? How was her skin? The skin. When doing that will probably say a lot. Tell me how her barrier looks.
But then again, like that's what's so hard too about a lot of these trends is there will because acne, it's the perfect storm. Multifactorial, it's a genetic predisposition. Like, you could have someone like my husband who genetically amazing doesn't get acne ever, but they'll be putting weird things on their skin and say, oh, this worked for me. And it's misleading because it's like, well, we got different genetics here. Like, it's just, yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. Okay, next one says period blood on the face. Icky. Like, again, are you collecting it? Are you bringing out your tampon? Like, how
A
are
diva
you?
cup.
Blech. Ew. Literally, I've used a menstrual cup for the last 7 years of my life, 8 years of my life. Never have I ever wanted to get that thing even remotely close to my nose. The smell of just like periods, like it's the iron, the irony smell is enough. Blech. Blech.
Yeah, that's another one I can't get behind. I'm like, what triggered this? Was it like the vampire facial appeal? And someone thought, oh, I'll take my own blood and put it on my face. Like, it just makes me wonder what started this.
Icky. Icky, icky. Okay, we literally had one, two, three, four, five, six of those on this page. So we're gonna bypass the rest of those.
And we have a couple other poop ones on this page too.
Yes. Like if it comes from your bum, don't. I'm all for putting breast milk on your face, 100%. Squeeze it all up on there. Love that. But if it comes from your bum, keep it away from your face.
I agree. Or have you seen the okay, maybe I shouldn't say this on here. Never mind. Okay, next one.
Wait, I want to know.
Well, I was just gonna say, have you seen the TikTok of the little girl who goes, "Mom, I farted from my front bum."
Oh, no,
I
I
was
haven't.
gonna say, don't put anything from your back or front bum on your face.
Correct. Correct.
Okay, next. A chia seed mask. Interesting.
Chia seed's a good ingredient to my
Yeah,
health.
I can't imagine it being terrible. I mean, I don't imagine it really doing anything, but I don't imagine it hurting you either.
I want to say that the Epicutis exfoliant has chia seed powder in it. So it's an
Oh,
enzyme.
does it? Oh, maybe it is good. I've never heard of that.
I believe. I could be completely wrong, but I'm like 99% sure. It is also late for me. So don't judge. Okay. Next says derma rolling. Or home microdermabrasions. Barf, 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 barf. I just like, can we just have one thing? Can we just like do our jobs, please? That is what I have to say. Like, I think that you have to be 100% skilled at everything to do it yourself at home? No. People can dermaplane themselves at home. People can do everything at home. But like, at what point are you just gonna like leave it to a professional?
Well,
Like,
yeah. And like, how many times do people come in because they damage their skin and don't know how to take care of it?
there are people who say to derma roll your face every single day online.
Yeah. No, it's actually, I feel like that's something really common. Like, there are, like, I've had a lot of people tell me, like, oh, yeah, I've been told to, like, exfoliate like with a gritty exfoliator or a microdermabrasion every single day. And like, while like, no, that's not the worst thing, but like, it's just too much for the skin.
I agree.
Sorry, I'm just grabbing a charger.
Totally fine.
Hopefully, Jason doesn't say anything.
Oh,
Talking past him. I'm podcasting right now and I have to grab my charger.
so I can't say anything
So
about that.
I say to be on your best behavior.
Do your skincare, everybody.
Oh, good job. Did you hear him?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Stella. Okay. Okay. So sorry. I did not want my phone to die mid podcast.
You're fine.
Okay. Let's go to the next one. Honestly, BB Glow is so scary. Yes.
What is BB Glow?
Oh my gosh. Might be spookier than the poop. It is the one where people literally microneedle pigment into the skin for a permanent foundation.
Oh, okay. I've seen this. Yeah, that seems spooky to me.
Like, we all know now that, like, even eyebrows, they fade to, like, a weird purple color. I know so many people have gotten their eyebrows removed, including myself. And I went to a great eyebrow artist. Like, it's no shade at all. It's just the ink over time. How's it going to look? And if it's all over your face, like, what's going to happen? And my other question is, what if you get a tan? Like, what if you get tan in the sun? Or what if you get it while you're tan and then you go back to your lighter color? Like, I don't know. It just, over time is what really scares me.
Yes, I agree. Okay, next one says Dial soap. Barf.
Oh, I saw that one.
Very interesting. I mean, it's not like the worst thing in the world, but it's just like, I more so think of like the toxins that are in it personally. And like also the fragrance, like you don't want fragrance like straight up on your face.
Yeah. I've seen it like help people. Like I've seen people be like, oh my gosh, this helped me. But also I just think that's way too aggressive. Like your pH is shot.
Yeah.
Speaking of pH, the next one says using lemon juice to fade hyperpigmentation.
Ooh. SD. I don't know who did that.
Your skin is acidic. Wait, is that right? I get my acidic and alkaline mixed up.
Lemon juice is acidic.
Okay, I was right.
Yeah, that's crazy. Ugh.
Again, just intense.
I had companions on my mission who would put it on their armpits. One for smell, like to smell good, but also to brighten their armpits.
Oh.
Yeah.
People do it in their hair too.
Oh, yes. Yep. Crazy, crazy. Well, that is all of the scary, scary, scary skincare trends that we are going to cover today. We hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. And don't forget to subscribe, share this on your stories. We appreciate every single time that you guys share these episodes on your Instagram. And if you guys like these spooky episodes, make sure you tune in to our podcast Instagram, because we will be posting for submissions every week for the month of October. So yeah, that's all we've got for today. Rach, do you have anything else you want to add?
Just don't put poop on your face.
Please don't put poop on your face.
And thanks for listening.
Well, we love you guys and we will see you guys next week. Bye guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Skin Club Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We would love to hear from you.
Also, follow us on Instagram at the Skin Club Podcast. Feel free to message us for recommendations on future episodes and let us know what you would like to hear on the next podcast episode. Thanks for listening.